You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
They are nicking our shit. They totally are.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire on our... For our final story today, Māori oral tradition is the rich poetic record of the past handed down by voice over generations through whakapapa, proverbs and song. In genealogies and sayings, histories, stories and songs, Māori tell of Te Ao Tawhito, or the old world, the gods, and the migration of the Polynesian ancestors from Hawaiki to Aotearoa. Well, author and researcher Jane McRae has written a book documenting Māori oral tradition, underpinning the speeches, songs and prayers performed on marae and the teachings of tribal genealogies and histories. The book is called Māori Oral Tradition, He Korero no Te Ao Tawhito, and it introduces readers to the distinctive oral style and language of the traditional compositions, acknowledging the skills of the composers of old and exploring the meanings of their striking imagery and figurative language. Earlier, I spoke to McRae, and I began by asking her what exactly Māori oral tradition is.
Well, when I'm writing about it in the book, I'm talking about that record of the words that were remembered and handed down over generation by voice. And those words were composed in different genres or different kinds of texts. And the main ones, and they're the sort of focus of my book, are whakapapa, the genealogies, whakatauki, the sayings and proverbs and historical quotations, kōrero, the narratives and stories, and waiata, the great number of songs and chants in the tradition.
And what are the key aspects of these? What purpose do they serve?
Well, these texts were a way in which people could pass on information and express feelings and tell their stories and histories in a time in which there was no writing. And because there was no writing, this led to a certain style in these compositions. So they look and seem somewhat different from, for example, the texts of literature we're used to. If we talk about literature, the genres of literature, we tend to talk about poetry, plays, novels, fiction, non-fiction. These sort of categories don't quite fit with those of an oral tradition.
Do the traditions vary between different tribes and iwi?
Well, they vary in content, of course, because they're about their individual lives, but they have a similarity in the overall style of them and, of course, in the use of the same genre. People will use the same methods in the oral tradition of genealogies and histories and songs and stories, and they'll use the same style, like the same compositional styles in those texts. But, of course, the content will be personal to themselves, their own people, their own landscape, their own history. But when you look, an interesting thing about the oral tradition is that when you look across the tribal traditions, you see a lot of patterning, of similarity in phrasing, in style, in the way people structure their kōrero, the way they tell their whakapapa and so forth.
How is it that so many aspects of the Māori oral tradition, whether it be whakatauki or kōrero or waiata, have managed to survive and be passed down through the generations?
Well, in some ways, this has to do with people's remarkable memories in time of no writing, but it also has something to do with the way in which these texts were composed. And if you read them, certainly if you recite them or chant them, you'll see how much rhythm and poetry and stylistic patterning there are in these texts, and that helped people remember them. The certain ways that they were composed and handed on helped people remember them.
How are these traditions formed? So, for example, a proverb or a song, where do they usually originate?
Well, that's always a hard thing to say about individual texts, but some come with the story of their origins with them. So, I mean, sayings are a particularly interesting example because they encompass whakatauki in Māori oral tradition are rather different from sayings, although as we think of proverbs in, say, English literature, because they encompass a whole range of texts which include proverbial wisdom, ordinary everyday sayings, but also a lot of particular statements made at the time of a historical incident, say. And that statement is remembered as part of the history, and it's one way in which the history is anchored. And so you sometimes find that knowledge of one whakatauki gives rise to the whole history surrounding the event which gave cause for it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what were some of the more interesting things you discovered while researching a Māori oral tradition?
Well, one aspect of the book which particularly interests me is about the oral tradition, but it's also about the writing down of the oral tradition, because in the 19th century when Māori acquired the art of writing, and when I guess they started to realise that the habits of memorising or the habits of their culture were changing because of Pākehā and colonisation, they began to write down the traditions that they had normally passed on by word of mouth. And so there is this body of literature of 19th century manuscripts by Māori in which they captured what had been passed on by their elders. And this is very largely the source of our knowledge of the oral tradition. Of course, there's a source in the current use of it today on marae and within iwi, but the literature of the oral tradition is one aspect of the book that I was particularly interested in. And it's fascinating to see how people in the 19th century acquired the skill of writing and then set to and wrote down their memorised kōrero tuku iho.
Are aspects of Māori oral tradition continuing to be updated?
I think yes. I think you could write a book about how the traditions changed and developed and added in new information. This is very obvious in the 19th century record, where you see people, for example, bringing in aspects of contemporary politics, aspects of European custom, aspects of Christianity into their songs, into their kōrero, and into their whakatauki.
Do you think it was difficult for Māori to hang on to these oral traditions, especially when the language and culture was under threat at various times over the last 150 years?
Well, I think that it is remarkable how, in the face of all those difficulties, in the face of all that loss, Māori have retained their oral traditions. And I think some of that has been by memorisation, by use of it orally on the marae, by that connection between elder and young person passing on the information. I mean, writing in print have had a part to play in that, but I think the sort of tenacity with which Māori held to their kōrero tuku iho, the importance of them to them, helped preserve them. But it must have been an extremely difficult task over that time because of the great changes that were going on in the society.
What sort of things can we learn about a Māori culture and history from the oral traditions?
Well, they're a fascinating record, really, and I suppose there's hardly an aspect of life in which you can't get some glimpse from the traditions. They have to do with political things between tribes. They have to do with how people live their everyday life. They, in Waiata especially, they people sang out their emotions, how they felt. So you have a sort of personal aspect to their old tradition as well as a tribal one, which is recording the history of the group. There is a sense of individuals, and of course the great chiefs and leaders and who are named and described in the histories. There's a sense of what people thought, and of course there's a great deal about how people believed and perceived the universe through reading of the karakia, the incantations and prayers that are part of the oral tradition. So there's hardly an aspect of life, really, in the old world, the old tawhito, that's not in some way covered by the oral tradition. And once you start getting to know something about it, you have this fascinating picture of how Māori lived before Europeans arrived in Aotearoa, and even further back into the time in Hawaiki in the Polynesian homeland.
Now, just finally, why is it important that Māori oral traditions are documented like this?
Well, they are, for Māori, an absolute vital part of their cultural being, and for New Zealand as a whole. They are an extraordinary record of life here in the past, an extraordinary record of another culture's understanding of the nature of humanity and the way we live and what's important to us. So at a personal and a social and a cultural and a national level, these traditions hold for us the record of Māori people from the earliest times.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.